Lili Nishmas Abba Mari Zichrono Livracha. We're in the middle of Simen Tafayin Gimel Si'if Hei. The Rama writes, V'charoses Ya'asa Av. The charoses should be thick. Zecher Latit. To remember the mortar that they used to make the bricks. V'acharkach Nosnim Bo Ma'at Chometz Oyayin Edom. And then later, you add some vinegar, or we add wine, to make it Zecher Ladam. And this is this should be done before you dip the maror in the charoses. You're supposed to add a little wine to the charoses to make it softer and more liquidy, zecher ladam. This is in the Rama. Not everyone does this, but people should follow the Rama. Now on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do lisha. So on Shabbos, if it's Shabbos, you should put the wine in before Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Imchal b'Shabbos, yitain bo hamashke me'erev Shabbos." So you would add the wine in on erev Shabbos when the seder is on Shabbos. Oh. Continue. Then the Rama gives you some of the ingredients for charoses. V'yosin haharoses mipeiros shenim shalvem Yisrael, kon tapuchim, te'enim, egozim, rimonim, shkedim. There are various psukim which compare these types of fruits to Bnei Israel. So these are part of the charoses. The notzener of tavlin, kon kinamon, v'zangva domim l'tevin. And the Rama says there's a minhag to put in the longer spices that look like straw, like pieces of cinnamon, zecher to the tevin, that they use the straw to make the bricks. Shem megavlin bo hatit. They would use the straw to make the mortar. Okay, sivav. No tal yarav utzarech tibul rishon. This is urchat. You wash your hands before the first dipping of the karpas. Velo yivarech al hanatila. You don't say a bracha on the natila. We're about to dip the karpas vegetable in salt water in a liquid. And bizman de beis hamikdash, Chazal had a takana. Just like you wash for bread, you will wash your hands before eating a davar shetibulo b'mashke. Chazal were afraid that your hands, which were tameh, would touch the liquid, and the liquid would become tameh, and that would in turn make the food you're eating tameh. And Chazal didn't want that. So therefore you would wash your hands. Nowadays, we don't keep all the laws of Tum and Tahara the same way. So therefore nowadays, there's a machlokas, whether one is still obligated to do this type of washing. We wash hands for bread, but washing your hands for a davar, shetibulo b'mashke, for a food that's dipped in a liquid, is a machlokas, and therefore you wash without a bracha. And at the seder, you're dipping the karpas in salt water, so you wash without a bracha. There are those that during the year are not matbid on this. So at the seder, this is one of the things we do zecher to the Beis Hamikdash, that we're extra careful to wash for the davar sher tibul b'mashke, even though the rest of the year we don't do it. Oh. Now, you're not supposed to talk after washing until you eat the karpas, because the reason for the washing is that your hands should be tar. You shouldn't take your mind off your hands that are tar. You might make them tummy again by mistake. So one should not talk after washing at Urchatz until they say the bracha on and eat the karpas. Next, v'yikach mei karpas pachos mei kezayis, and you eat less than a kezayis of karpas, mitablo b'chometz u'mavarech rei p'adama v'ochel. You dip the karpas, the Shulchan Aruch has, in vinegar, we dip it in salt water, and you say the bracha brei p'adam, and you eat less than a kezayis, and less than a kezayis. Oh. When you say the bracha brei p'adam, you're supposed to have in mind the maror. There's a machlokas whether maror requires its own bracha brei p'adam, and since we're not sure, so as we have in mind by the karpas, having in mind the maror as well, and that way in case the maror needs its own bracha, the bracha on the karpas covers it. The standard practice is most people do not lean when they eat the karpas. They don't do a haseba. Now, why exactly do we eat less than a kezayis? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, because if you ate a kezayis, it's a safek b'rei nefashos. If a person eats a kezayis of karpas before the seder, before magid, having in mind to eat the maror later, it's a big machlokas whether he would say b'rei nefashos. So to avoid that machlokas, That's why we eat less than a kazayas of karpas at the Seder. If you do eat a kazayas, so then you indeed would not say brei nefashos. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Ve'enam b'barach acharav." You don't say brei nefashos. Why? Because of the suffix, as we just said. You're supposed to avoid the suffix. You want to avoid the suffix in hilchos brachos. But if you do eat a whole kazayas, then you would still not say a bracha brei nefashos, because indeed it is a suffix. Oh, so that is the karpas. Somebody should remind everyone that when you make the bracha on the karpas, have in mind the maror. Now it's interesting. In some homes, only the head of the household running the seder washes his hands for the karpas. This is assuming that during the year we don't wash our hands for Darvish to Ubamashka, and at the Seder we're doing something special, Zecher Lemitzash. That custom exists, and if that's a family custom, okay, that's fine. Just to explain a little further, we do not say a bracha on the Maror at the Seder, a bracha Brei Pei Adam. We say the bracha, the Birchas HaMitzvah, of Al Achilas Maror, but we don't say Brei Pei Adam. So why not? So one simple pshat is that Hamotzi covers it. Okay. If the Hamotzi covers the Maror, then we don't need the bracha on the Karpas for the Maror. And then the Karpas is not linked up to the meal at all. And then you would say a brei nefashos on the Karpas. But some say no. The Maror requires its own bracha, but the bracha on the Karpas covers it. If that's what's happening, then the karpas is linked to the meal, and you would not say brei nefashos on the karpas. So because of the machlokas of why we don't say a bracha rishona on the maror, there's the same machlokas whether we say a bracha achrona on the karpas. And to avoid that machlokas, to avoid that suffix, that's why we eat less than the kazayas of karpas at the Seder. Oh, okay, we'll stop here.